From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In the United States, the presidential race, Democrats are set on showing a unified party with a positive vision for the country at the start of their convention Monday. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her vice president pick, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, gave that message a test run Saturday before a crowd of enthusiastic supporters in Florida, where Kaine made a case why he believes Donald Trump is not suited to leave the country.
Trump saying he'd leave our allies at the mercy of an increasingly aggressive Russia. And folks, that's an open invitation to Vladimir Putin to just roll on in. Even a lot of Republicans say that that's terribly dangerous.
Clinton told the crowd in Miami that she and Kaine will offer a very different vision for America than the message of Donald Trump, who suggested at the Republican convention the U.S. is in a state of despair.
We will offer a very different vision for our country, one that is about building bridges, not walls, embracing the diversity that makes our country great.
Clinton will formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Philadelphia next week. The Islamic State terror group says it's responsible for killing at least 80 people and wounding hundreds more in a suicide bombing attack at a protest rally in Kabul Saturday. A website linked to the Islamic State said the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's ethnic Hazaras, who are mostly Shiites, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. Friends and families of the victims of Saturday's attack in Kabul gathered for a vigil at the site.
They already have given their martyrs. They already have been killed, and they're not afraid of anything after this. I think the most frightening thing is to be killed, yeah? Now we are killed, and there's nothing to be afraid of.
The attack occurred as thousands of ethnic Hazaras marched through the streets to demand a planned power line be rerouted through their poverty-stricken region. This is VOA News. The African Union launched the African Passport this week at its summit meeting in Rwanda. The idea is to allow better movement of people to stimulate African economies. But details of who will get the passport and what the benefits are still need to be worked out, as Nick Long reports.
Outgoing AU Commission Chairperson Kuzazana Dlamini-Zuma gave the first two passports to the African Union Chairman and Chadian President Idriss Deby and to her host, the President of Rwanda, Paul Kagame. She told heads of state there had been overwhelming requests for the passport from many of their citizens.
So we would therefore suggest for your consideration as we launch the African passport today that we agree to create conditions in the member states to issue the passport to their citizens.
The AU's deputy chairperson, Erastus Mwensha, told media that no member state has opposed the passport proposal, but the AU's Trade and Industry Commissioner, Fatima Haramachil, said a few member states don't recognize it. Nick Long for VOA News, Kigali.
Judging by social media, few Africans disapprove of the passport. Many are skeptical they will ever get one, and many see the initiative as a step in the right direction. More than 1,000 Turkish private schools, associations, and foundations are closed as a result of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's imposing a three-month state of emergency this week following a failed coup. The Turkish president also decreed that suspects can be detained for up to 30 days without charges, stark change from the previous maximum of 4 days. Rights groups and global leaders say Erdogan is clearing the way for further purging of his opponents. Erdogan's government has detained thousands of people, including military members, suspected of having a role in the coup last week. Torrential rains are still pounding China after flooding in northern China has left at least 36 people dead and dozens more missing. Hundreds of thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes because of flooding. Some people are venting anger toward officials for not warning them in time and giving them sufficient time, that is, about the coming downpours. An Indian Air Force plane carrying 29 people is missing. Some 24 hours after it was expected to land on an island in the Bay of Bengal, 8 of the passengers on board were civilians. At least 12 ships and other vessels have been deployed to the bay to search for the missing aircraft. For details on these stories and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.